Have you ever been cruising along on a beautiful VFR day, not another airplane in sight? Totally relaxed, and then your instructor says traffic, 2 o'clock, same altitude, and you just cannot find it? You look and look, and there is nothing but blue sky. Then suddenly, it is right there, growing fast, and you wonder how you missed something that big. I'm Pattern on Traffic Pattern, and this is Radio Hangar. Today we are going to fix the way you look for airplanes. Shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There is a coin for that, private pilot, instrument, commercial? They have got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter, AviationSoul.com. All right, here is something I wish someone told me when I was training. Your eyes are terrible at finding airplanes. Not because there's anything wrong with your vision. It is because of the way the human eye actually works, and once you understand that, you can outsmart it. Here's the problem. Your eye has two modes. There is central vision, that little sharp spot right in the middle where you can read the fine print. And then there is peripheral vision, which covers the wide view, but only notices movement. When you're looking for traffic, and you sweep your eyes across the sky in a smooth pan, you're basically asking your peripheral vision to do a job it was not designed for. Peripheral vision catches things that move across your field of view, and an airplane on a collision course does not move across your field of view, it sits in one spot and gets bigger. That is the most dangerous target, and it is the one your smooth scan is least likely to catch. So here is the fix. Stop sweeping. Start stepping. The technique is called a block scan, or a segmented scan, and it is what the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, recommends in the Aeronautical Information Manual. Instead of panning your eyes smoothly from left to right like you're watching a tennis match, you move your eyes in small steps, about 10 degrees at a time. At each stop, you pause, just for a second or two. You let your central vision do the work at that spot. Then you step to the next block, pause, look, step again. Why does this work? Because your central vision is the part that can detect a stationary object against a featureless background. That little dot sitting at your 1 o'clock that is not moving, your peripheral scan will blow right past it. But if you park your eyes on that block of sky for a second and a half, your central vision has time to register that something is there. Let me give you the numbers because they matter. Your central area of sharp focus covers about 10 to 15 degrees. The rest is peripheral. So when you sweep across 90 degrees of sky in 2 seconds, you are giving your sharp vision almost no time on any one spot. When you step in 10-degree blocks and pause for about a second at each stop, you are covering the same sky in maybe 10 seconds, but you are actually seeing it this time. Let's walk through this together on a real flight. You're in the traffic pattern at a non-towered field. You're on the downwind leg. Where are the threats? Conflicting traffic could be entering on the crosswind, could be on a long straight and final, could be another airplane on the downwind that you are overtaking, could be departing traffic climbing into your path. That is a lot of sky to cover. Start your scan from the far left, step, pause, look, step, pause, look, work your way across. When you get to a spot where you think traffic should be, based on what you heard on the common traffic advisory frequency, spend an extra beat there, but do not skip the rest. The airplane that ruins your day is the one nobody announced. Now, here's another piece of the puzzle that catches students off guard. An airplane on a collision course has no relative motion. It just sits in one spot on your windshield and grows. That is called a constant bearing, decreasing range situation. And it is the geometry of every midair. If you see a spot that is not moving relative to your airframe, that is the one you need to worry about most. If it is drifting across your windshield, left or right, up or down, it will miss you. The one that is parked in place will not, so the rule of thumb is simple. If it is moving, monitor it. If it is not moving, do something about it right now. Here's where clearing turns come in. Before you start any practice maneuver, steep turns, slow flights, stalls, anything, you need to clear the area. The Airman Certification Standards specifically say the examiner is looking for you to clear the area before and during maneuvers. 2 turns, one to the left, one to the right, at least 90 degrees each, and during those turns, use that segmented scan. Do not just crank the airplane around and pretend you looked. Actually, step through the sky in blocks. Look above you. Look below you. The airplane that is 1,000 feet below you right now will be at your altitude in a minute if it is climbing. And here is something students miss all the time. You need to keep scanning during the maneuver, not just before. I have watched students do beautiful clearing turns, then drop their eyes inside the cockpit for the entire steep turn and never look outside again until they roll out. The clearing turn does not give you a permanent all clear. Traffic moves. You move. Keep stepping through that scan even while you're doing the maneuver. One more practical tip. Dirty windshields kill your ability to see traffic. I'm serious about this. A bug-splattered, hazy, oil-smeared windshield creates so much visual clutter that your brain starts ignoring everything on the glass. Before every flight, clean the windshield. Your pre-flight should already include this, but actually do it. Carry a microfiber cloth and some cleaner. A clean windshield is genuinely a safety item, not a cosmetic one. Same thing with sunglasses. Non-polarized aviation sunglasses are your friend. Polarized lenses can blank out LCD screens in the cockpit, and some windshields create weird patterns with polarization that hide things. Good non-polarized gray or green lenses cut the glare without messing with your displays or your ability to spot traffic. Let me tell you a story that drove this home for me early in my flying. I was on a cross-country level at 4,500 feet, scanning away, feeling good about life. My instructor reached over and pointed at a spot on the windshield. I stared at it. Nothing. She said, "Keep looking," and then I saw it. A white airplane against a hazy white sky, maybe 2 miles out, same altitude, drifting very slowly to the right. It passed about a half mile in front of us. If it had been on a constant bearing, we would have had maybe 45 seconds to react from the time I first saw it. 45 seconds sounds like a lot until you factor in the time it takes to recognize the dot, decide what it is, figure out its path, decide what to do, and then do it. You're down to maybe 15 seconds of useful reaction time. That is why the scan matters. You need to find traffic early, when it is still a dot, when you still have options. There is one more thing, and it is a mental habit more than a technique. Every time you look outside, ask yourself the question, "Where would traffic be right now that could hurt me?" That question changes based on where you are. In the pattern, the threats are specific and predictable. En route at cruise altitude, the threats are mostly opposite direction traffic and converging traffic from the sides, near a VOR or a GPS waypoint. Traffic tends to cluster because everyone is flying to the same fixes. Near a practice area, expect maneuvering traffic at unpredictable altitudes and headings. If you ask that question and then aim your scan at the most likely threat areas first, you are stacking the odds in your favor. The 10-degree block scan is not complicated. It is not flashy, but it is the single biggest improvement most student pilots can make in their traffic awareness overnight. Step, pause, look, step, pause, look. Let your central vision do the job it was designed for instead of asking your peripheral vision to catch something it physically cannot. That one comes from the FAA's Aeronautical Information Manual Chapter 8 on Medical Factors and the Advisory Circular on Collision Avoidance. Both worth a read if you want the full picture. Fly safe out there and keep your eyes moving in steps, not sweeps. I will catch you next time on Traffic Pattern at RadioHangar.com.